Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Pachenik is our guest. Webster Tarpley coming up, Fort Monton coming up. There's so many stories, so much intel this guy could give us. So many questions. I don't even know where to begin. We're going to have him back just for calls soon and for your Twitter questions. Dr. Pachenik, I want to get into solutions in the next segment with you. This is a short little segment. But you were just talking about Rumsfeld attacking you after 9/11. And at the same time, Bush went to the UN and said, let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories. Which means don't investigate, don't look at me, don't look under the rug. I mean, it's really me thinks you protest too much. But
correct.
Get into what Rumsfeld said.
Well, it's very simple. Once you get into this type of situation where Rumsfeld said, you know, if you accuse me and the Republican administration, which he really directed towards me as a conspiracy theorist, which was absurd, I said, fine, it's reality. Then you have to talk about Roosevelt creating Pearl Harbor. And I said, of course Roosevelt had to stand down Pearl Harbor. It's the same thing with Obama. The minute he talks about his conspiracy theory or silliness or whatever he wants to say, then what happens is it repercusses back to him and it opens up his own narcissistic vulnerability, which is a fancy way of saying, listen, the more you pump yourself up, stupid, the more you're going to be vulnerable to the American public asking questions of what did you do in Chicago when you were growing up, while you were married, before you're married, before you were educated, what kind of education did you really have? Let's look at really what you did, because the more stupid things you say and you do to the American public, the more vulnerable you become. And go ask Axelrod, who's not the brightest guy in the world, and ask your own heads of national intelligence who remain there because they get pensions and they get double pensions. These are not the same guys from the 90s and 80s worked for Bush and Reagan who really sacrificed their lives. These are guys who earn their pensions, remain there, and really have never been in the outside world. So I want this president to keep on attacking me and you and the American public to come out with more and more stupidity, because underneath it all, he's not just a liar. He knows he's a sociopath. He knows that from the day he was born, he's a sociopath. You don't get to be president of the United States unless you want to manipulate, deceive, and lie. But this is not a man who's basically all that bright, in the same way Condoleezza was not very bright. We know Bush Jr. was stupid. Clinton was very bright, but he's a bright liar. This man is not even a bright liar. It would do well for him to go to Clinton to understand how to lie convincingly. But this president is getting stupider and stupider. In fact, when he's trying to promote himself at a time when he's so weak and he can't really get out of the notion of the birther issue, out of the notion that we have a police state where we have TSA. Now, what in God's name are TSA people doing, putting their hands in your crotch, feeling you up, delaying everything, and making believe that they caught any terrorist? There is no terrorist that they could find. Furthermore, if they want to look at anything, why don't you look at the harbors? Why don't you look at overseas and really look at what you're looking at? The only terrorist we had is Chertoff, who started all of this nonsense with the TSA because he owns a lot of the machinery, and the neocons who were still around trying to promote American democracy. And we have a president who is so pathetically inept. He knows that. He knows that guys like me cannot be convinced, because I didn't buy him when I heard from congressmen that Hillary Clinton couldn't lie or run. You know why? Because Bill Clinton was still screwing around. He was still screwing around. So I was asked by a congressman who I will not identify why Hillary Clinton will not be able to win the presidency. And I said, Bill Clinton will never allow Hillary Clinton to win the presidency because he's screwing around. So you had a man out of nowhere who came out of nowhere, Chicago, with a ballet dancer who was his right-hand man, Rahm Emanuel, who really was a totally dysfunctional ballet dancer. And it came to the forefront. He said he was a very powerful man and intimidated. He didn't intimidate anybody. One senator said, very convincingly, I wish he were more of a knee breaker than a ballet dancer. He gave away $80 billion in pharmaceutical grants to the pharmacy in order to pass Obamacare.
Stay there, sir. Yeah, it was written by the insurance companies. Dr. Steve Pachenik, unbelievable information. Let's get into solutions when we come back.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Right now, there are literally hundreds of articles coming out. I'm scanning over the headlines. The Atlantic that attacked me yesterday saying I was a kook for questioning the Bin Laden kill. Now their editor comes out with the slippery story of the Bin Laden kill. Drudge has it linked up at Drudge Report. And it just goes through the fact that people are not buying it. 7 out of 10 calls, I actually was sitting there driving in my car with a piece of paper doing the four lines and the fifth line through it, counting. 7 out of 10 callers, national, local, are not buying it. A complete rout has begun. Dr. Pachinik, for those that just joined us, is the Jack Ryan, of course, of the Patriot Games, that character from the books of Tom Clancy, really spy master, overthrowing governments, running assassinations, you name it, working in five administrations. Sir, what do you make of the fact that this is starting to blow up in their face? Is there any danger in them now trying to pull some even more ridiculous rabbit out of a hat? How could this escalate?
Well, this can escalate very quickly by what you saw, that, in fact, we're going to increase our terrorist watch. We're going to suppress the American public more. We're going to have more security. But, in fact, I have more faith in our military, particularly the Army, than I do in our civilian government. I have faith in men like General Petraeus, other generals who I will not mention, where the Army will not tolerate this type of behavior by civilians who are really inept. And really what's happening is the quicker that General Petraeus gets into the CIA and is able to take control of this so-called intelligence apparatus, which really has not been functional. As I told you, 850,000 of these intel boards and counterterrorism have top secret. They're all making money. It's become a big business. One of my close general friends said to me, the greatest weapon of mass destruction is the Centers for Counterterrorism. Think of that. The Centers for Counterterrorism are the greatest dangers. So I'm not as afraid because the American public is going to resist it. They're going to say, F you, fire up. And they should stand up and say, that's enough. We don't have the attacks. The attacks did not occur for 30 years. It only occurred after Bush and Cheney created an attack in 9/11. And then they made it this absurd psyops that said, since 9/11, we haven't had an attack. Yeah, we've had attacks. We've had attacks by basically a security force that never existed, the TSA, for Homeland Security, which is a misnomer, run by a woman from Arizona who barely could run Arizona and her own border. And now you have incompetency on steroids. So what you really have to do now is to watch our own military say, in effect, quietly, cease and desist to our civilians. I know Obama cannot handle our military. I know, in fact, that Obama is surrounded by sycophants from Chicago, all of whom are ex-Chicago, convicts, pre-convicts, ex-convicts with questionable histories. You know what it does? I'm very happy when he attacks me or you because it opens up daily. It's brothers. It opens up exactly what they did in Chicago. And you, quite frankly, they're messing with the wrong guy. They really don't understand. I'm not that special. I'm just another American who will not tolerate the BS of an organization that's corrupt, deceptive. And at the same time, what they're going to do is they're going to ramp up their ineffectualness and dysfunctionalism. What happens, in effect, if you're not good at telling a lie, you're not going to be good at reversing that lie because you're going to be continuously unthreading these lies by saying, well, that's not the picture. I mean, it's absurd. It becomes so comical that Obama becomes nothing more than an iconic picture of stupidity, incompetence, dysfunctionalism, and self-aggrandizement, which is really what's happening. And he knows that. And he's getting very pissed off every time I'm saying that because it's going right into the White House. And he knows guys like me who've been to the schools that he's been to and then some will not tolerate the nonsense he came forth with and made believe that he was that important, that smart. He is not that important. He's not that smart. He's really quite incompetent and has never accomplished anything in his life. So I want the mechanics, the truck drivers, the doctors, every one of us to stand up and say, we've had enough. And I want us to go after Mr. John Yoo, who went in the front page of the New York Times, the man who wrote, a South Korean naturalized in America, who wrote the Patriots Act 5 weeks before we had 9/11 and wrote in the memorandum that we should have torture of our terrorists, so-called terrorists, Mr. Yoo, who I attacked on September 12th because I already picked up what he had done. He was unpatriotic, un-American. He has criminal charges against him. He's at the University of Berkeley, and I want the students at Berkeley to protest his presence and refuse to accept their legal degree because he's a lawyer there who's tenured at University of Berkeley, a liberal school run by the Chancellor Robert Bergineau, a Canadian who'd been at MIT for 25 years. This is the beginning of the unraveling and counterbalancing what was happening in 9/11 and the absurdity. John Yoo came on the front page of the New York Times and said, we are justified in the Bush administration for torturing. Well, John Yoo should be tortured and should be put in prison so that he understands what happened. I want your public to go in and see John Yoo, Y-O-O, and see how many charges have been pressed against him and how now the University of Berkeley, the great liberal school in California at Berkeley, has retained him as a tenured professor, and I want the chancellor to fire him. And if the chancellor doesn't, I would like Jerry Brown, the governor, to fire the chancellor because there's no excuse.
All right, I want to go further, though.
Is the day of retribution comes back 9 years later, my friend.
Well, doctor, they're obviously scared. I mean, a bunch of the torturers went to prison, but then Bush wrote a book last year saying he ordered torture. He'd do it again. Rumsfeld's out promoting it. They're trying to resuscitate torture, lying and saying that torture enhanced interrogation, rough interrogation, as they Orwellian whitewash it, led to the killing of bin Laden. Then the White House comes out and says, actually, torture didn't lead to this. KSM, of course, confessed to bombing buildings that were built after he was already captured and spent, you know, many years of torture and mind control at Gitmo. So expanding on that, are they trying to resuscitate torture? Because if they can sell our troops on doing that, they can have an army of darkness. Or is it more about trying to not end up down the road going to prison for what they've done?
I think it's more about ending up in not ending up in prison. They're too cowardly. Those people who espoused it, Bush Jr. and Cheney, who've never been in the army. Cheney refused to serve our country 8 times. Do you know that? An alcoholic who was kicked out of Yale for alcoholism, was sent to University of Wisconsin, and his wife, the great neocon, who decided to get pregnant on the 9th time. 8 times, I told my general, he refused to go to the Army, but he didn't have a problem sending our troops into war. And he said the Vietnam War was not my kind of war. See, talking about the chicken hawks, these guys should be in prison, should be indicted, but more importantly, you, who wrote that memorandum, should be thrown out, license taken away, but more importantly, What Obama's trying to do is to cover up for Bush Jr. so that there's a story, a narrative that seems very consistent, which is absolutely absurd. Torture does not work. I've been in the field 30 years, never had to torture anyone, never had to touch them, never had to do anything but sit down. And any detective and any policeman in any town knows the following. You sit down, you have a smoke, you have a drink together, you talk, you get a lot more information than torturing. Waterboarding does not work. But if they're not convinced, I'd be happy to waterboard Donald Rumsfeld so that he can explain how he did 9/11. I'd be happy to waterboard Cheney to explain how he did 9/11. I'd waterboard Wolfowitz for 9/11 since he's a coward. And Elliot Abrams, who's the Council on Foreign Relations, and he is a total coward, who was also involved in Honduras and Nicaragua and the Contra affair. He's never been held accountable. So we have all of these people that have never been held accountable coming back again like sewage. We have a backup of a sewage system. And now the garbage owner is Obama. And he's just stirring the pot to make sure that everybody gets to be liked. And everybody has a narrative that's consistent with suppression, oppression, and he gets reelected. The Republicans are no better, believe me. They are just pathetic. If you look at the entire field, they have nothing to say except platitude.
Well, the main doctor, and again, we're talking the real life Jack Ryan, folks. You know, co-wrote the books with Clancy, wrote the modern black op system canons that are used, and he's here basically spilling the reality out for people because we're in such crisis, a crisis because the elite like Nero or Caligula is going insane. And they are just putting out more and more bizarre lies. What about the childish media that keeps saying, well, why would Bush not do the fake killing of bin Laden? And then why would Obama, as if they're fighting with each other, when both parties continue to cover up for the crimes of the last administration? And this is all part of that continuity of the military-industrial complex. And then? And then, well, I want to get into the point.
I understand what it means to be a news reporter or an anchor person. Number one, in order to get information, you have to be egregious to access yourself to the individual you want to write about. So from the very beginning, the media wants to portray itself as an adversary, but really what they are a sycophant. You look at the entire dynamic of the media, which I rarely talk to the press.
It's fake fights. Fake fights.
They're total sycophants. They basically will call up and say, oh, would you please talk to me really on the record, off the record. You can play games with the media, and I've done it, where I've had three different quotations all done by myself, off on the record, off the background, deep background. So you play games with them. In the PSYOPs world, we play games with them. In the world of Obama, he needs it in order to feed his ego because he has nothing else. There's nothing else to manipulate except the people in the media who become the news itself. So you have the very personalities in the media talking about themselves and the people of America getting sick. It's egregious. We're getting sick. I don't want to see every one of them. They have nothing to say. Most of them have never really done anything except read a teleprompter. Having said that, however, there are very brave journalists. I do want to say Anderson Cooper did a very great job in Egypt. the people at CNN, when they were in Tahrir Square, really sacrificed their lives on the line. But for the most part, there are certain guys like Bernie Gortzman and others whom I've known who've been really brave, who've gotten out in the field, but those days are gone.
All right, Doc, one final segment. Stay there. Amazing.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Steve Pachenik is legendary, and no one knows what he looks like. And he is a humble man. Soon, in the next few weeks, we're going to have him back and just talk about some of the things he can talk about in Black Ops, overthrowing governments, writing the current handbook for Black Ops, psychological warfare, helping found the Delta Force. I mean, it just one of his exploits you could spend 10 hours on. You could write books. That's why he has 27 New York Times number one bestsellers. Tom Clancy on record, his main advisor. You wonder how it's all done. It's Dr. Pachinik on record telling you who the 9/11 conspirators are, saying he'll go before a federal grand jury, 9 years ago breaking down the fake bin Laden garbage. It is incredible. In closing, sir, studying Homeland Security, I saw Governor Ridge 8 years ago on a two-hour C-SPAN program with top CEOs say that they are going to first take over the airports, train us to be, you know, felt up and everything. They'd phase it in, and then they were going to federalize with the fusion centers and roll it out everywhere. Now I've seen CNN announcing naked body scanners to go in the malls, 9,000 locations now have TSA screens, including Walmart's, saying tattle on your neighbors, big right out of 1984. And they're announcing in CBS News that they are now going to prepare at pedestrian malls, shopping centers, and there's a TSA, PSA, showing them in a mall, and that now randomly federal pot-bellied goons are going to wander over and stick their hands down your pants as an act of total submission and domination. As a psychiatrist and expert in this, sir, is this not the martial law rollout without them telling us it's martial law?
Well, in effect, it's a de facto martial law, but basically it's very ineffectual. What happens is that you increase suppression on a domestic population, which has not been in any way disturbed or in any way has been quite content and has not shown any activities of disruption. It's very dangerous. What happens, in effect, you're creating the very disruption that you fear. And once again, the head of Homeland Security really does not understand the dynamics of having security versus having freedom, and neither does the President of the United States. And one of the most important things to understand is our liberties are the most important. We have a very stable society. We've had very little terrorism. We are not going to have terrorism. The terrorism that occurred at 9/11 was because of a president that wanted to go to war. If they insist on putting more so-called security to protect ourselves against ourselves for things that didn't exist, this will be the beginning of the second American Revolution, which in many ways will be very peaceful, but will be very disturbing because Homeland Security and this president's real legacy to America will be the agitation and the disruption and the lies that are continuing. And
well, you know what they're going to do. They're going to start arresting. They're going to start
arresting. They better learn history. They better learn American history, because when we're left alone, we're very fine. But, you know, basically, there are many of us who believe in our rights and will defend it and will go to war the same way I will. The reason I went on your show is I've gone 8 times to war for our country in 8 missions, and I'll go a 9th time, including this one, which I see as an absurd, absurd disruption of our democracy and our freedoms. And if they insist that this is what they think is best for national security, then they must pay the price. I render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and I will give it to him. If Obama sees himself as Caesar and denigrates us, then he will go the way of Caesar, as will Homeland Security. There is no other solution, because the more force you will use against peaceful people, it'll come back to hurt them. All they have to look is Egypt, Libya, the Middle East. Those young students can be mobilized here in the United States. They should be, and they will not be tolerating this type of suppression. And they don't understand that now, with the technology that we have and the ability for people like you to reality test this, and then eventually what will happen is they are seeding the seeds of their own destruction. And this is what Obama does not understand. He's not smart enough.
No, exactly. The founding fathers finally.
Enough. I mean, one of the key things that people never got to is he's just not very bright. And the fact that they think he went to Harvard doesn't mean anything. I've got more idiots who came from Harvard who don't know how to run a paycheck or don't know how to run a mortgage. I never hire anybody in a business who came out of Harvard Business School. They're just not that bright. It's not an everyday man. But the man has never done anything. So what we have here is the seeds of imperial presidency extended from Bush Jr., before that Clinton, and now we get to the supreme idiocy of a man who really doesn't understand psychological warfare, national security, or war, and has ordered our military to sacrifice its best men and women in a noble cause that they always believe in defending our freedoms, but are really involved in civil action, civil...
I hear you. We're out of time.
No part is doing.
We're out of time,
God
Doctor.
Bless you, Joe. God bless you.
Yep, stevepachinik.com, stevepachinik.com, links at infowars.com. He'll be back tomorrow and Friday. Stay with us. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Prison planet, and we can't get off the planet. It's a great planet. So we're going to expose the globalists, the one-worlders, the communistic New World Order minions, and always charging forward against the enemy as Lord Christopher Monckton. By the way, I haven't been plugging new affiliates. We're getting three or four a week. We were on the cover of Talkers Magazine as the fastest-growing radio show in the country. I'm the keynote speaker there, along with Sean Hannity, coming up next month. We got a huge station, one of the top talk stations in Minnesota, KYCR, Big Salem Station, 1570 AM. We're on three stations now in Minneapolis-St. Paul. We're on three stations in Dallas-Fort Worth. We're on several stations in Chicago. Big stations going into Los Angeles. Huge, you know, the big number one station there in Orlando, Miami. This is getting scary. I mean, we are reaching, by the way, I keep saying we reach 2 million a day, and off and on, you know, some listen every day, some listen off and on. Total, I've said 3-4 million a week just on the AM and FM. It's now over 3 million a day. Number one radio show on the internet, millions a day between the live streams and the 500,000 listening to the podcast, the millions watching us on YouTube. We've got 103 million views just on one YouTube channel, 370 plus million views on all eight. Number one on iTunes for radio. I'm not tooting my horn. This is the success of you, the listeners, the success of our guest with the Light of Liberty. I can't believe, and in fact, I'm the opposite of a narcissist. I come off as arrogant and because I'm aggressive and because I'm, as I think it was Lord Nelson said, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. I mean, I'm so committed to this, I just I go straight at them. The truth is, I don't like this job. I wish we didn't have to do this. There's a lot of other things I want to do. We have a family ranch and farm for over 100 and, I don't know, since 1830. We bought from the Spanish, and I'd rather be out there. I mean, believe me. But we're here fighting. I'm sure Lord Monckton, scientist, journalist, editor, chief advisor to Margaret Thatcher, has a lot of other things he wants to do. Very accomplished inventor in his own right. UKIP.org. I'm sure he'd rather not have to run for the parliament in Scotland. I'm sure that Nigel Farage would rather not be in the EU parliament, having to hang around with Herman Van Rompuy and Barroso and others calling for world government. But you have to, because if you want to be free and you want to be left alone, you've got to go face the miscreant weevils that want to get into the body politic and eat out our substance. There's been some big developments on the EU trading scheme on carbon credits, a tax on every man, woman, and child, and human respiration, and all fuels that are being used for our industrial society. That's fallen through. This is a great victory. The trading scheme here is falling apart. But they're still trying to enforce it by executive fiat outside of congressional law. But that's being fought by more than 30 attorney generals led by Texas. And our economy is going into a depression, and they're trying to push it into one. 1 in 7 Americans now on food stamps. Stocks sink led by energy prices increasing. They won't let people drill. That's CNBC. That's why we've got Lord Christopher Monckton on right now, today. And there's also a media blackout in Scotland, despite the fact that they're now the second biggest party in the UK. The system is so scared that they keep winning in England, winning in Europe, because you get to obviously have members from England in the EU Parliament, but they're trying to block Lord Christopher Monckton right now from even being heard. So the election's tomorrow. Lord Monckton, thank you for joining us today.
Well, Alex, what a wonderful piece of timing that here I am doing my eve of election broadcast to the people of Scotland via the Alex Jones Show in all those wonderful media where you now have so many tens of millions of viewers, listeners, on every kind of electronic medium. And I'm very glad to be able to do it because I will reach more people in Scotland in this broadcast than I have managed to reach using the mainstream news media here in the UK, even though I'm speaking to you from Edinburgh, overlooking the castle, right at the centre of events, but they will not put me on the air. They have had, for instance, party leaders' debates on television, on both the BBC and Scottish Television, the private independent channel, and neither of them would allow me to take part in the leaders' debates. In fact, when I turned up for the STV one last night, I was escorted out of the building by security. They were so anxious not to allow me to go anywhere near the other party leaders, who, of course, are all in agreement that Europe is wonderful, climate change is terrible, and that therefore we need a world government to take charge of everything and push us around. And the Scottish National Party is planning to cover Scotland in wind farms, which will destroy our scenery, which is our great tourist asset. It'll destroy our great game birds, the golden eagle, the osprey. It's already destroying millions of bats by causing their lungs to implode. And we've now got a report just out here that all of Scotland's windmills, even if they ran for 20 years at their present capacity, would reduce global warming just by 0.00002 Celsius. That's 1/50,000th of a Celsius degree. On top of that, UKIP is the only party which opposes Britain's membership of the European Union and would give Britain's people the choice whether they wanted to stay in this dictatorship, this tyranny by Clark from Brussels, or whether they would like to be a democratic, free and independent nation once again. But once again, the media don't want to let us anywhere near it. But I'm glad to say that the EU and climate change have come together in a bit of a train wreck in the shape of the EU trading scheme, the carbon trading scheme, which has already failed twice. And a new report out today suggests that it is now so corrupt from top to bottom that something like 90% of the trades are fraudulent. There is an incentive to the regulators as well as to both parties to every transaction to maximize the size of the transaction. And guess who ends up paying? The ordinary little guy paying his electricity bill. The pensioner who can't afford to heat her home in the winter when it's really cold and the windmills aren't turning, and she's having to pay these vast levies and subsidies to support these loss-making, useless, climate-irrelevant windmills. And we are the only party that opposes that. We're the only party that opposes the EU and all this carbon trading nonsense. We would close down the climate change department, now costing $30 billion a year just in the UK. That's before you get into the $92 billion a year that the European carbon trading scheme costs. And all of these massive costs are being borne by taxpayers right across Europe. And, of course, Obama would like to do it to you in America as well, if he could. But here in Scotland, UKIP is beginning to make itself felt. Because what's happening is that thanks to your program, Alex, a lot of people are getting to hear about it. And they are beginning to say to each other, you know, isn't it strange that Lord Monckton, who's quite personable, he's quite articulate, is not being allowed to broadcast on any mainstream medium during an election campaign in which his party is one of the largest parties in contention. Isn't it strange that the media are now so biased and so terrified of freedom, so terrified of the truth, that they won't let me anywhere near a microphone or a television camera? It is quite startling, and a lot of people are commenting about it. They're beginning to say, well, look, this really is the end of freedom if people with different views from the current political establishment
that happen to be very, very popular,
those views at all.
By the way, your views are very, very popular. I've seen the polls where upwards of 80% of Brits don't want the EU to take them over. You've never been given a vote. I see the other polls where most Brits are against the carbon taxes. Same thing with the Scots. Most of the people in Ireland didn't want to be part of the EU till they brought the vote back up over and over again with big PR campaigns. The truth is, your ideas are popular. Your ideas are good. I was talking to Paul Watson, who lives in England and writes for us at PrisonPlanet.com, and I said, and he made the point. He said, well, I'm not into this whole royal thing. But he said, the point that Monckton makes, Lord Monckton, that you're not even allowed to have the UK flag, much less an English flag, that literally you can only put it out during a royal wedding, or your neighbors think you're racist and the media says that even having your national flag out is evil, and that shows how the system wants to debilitate national sovereignty, so I can see why you were saying it's nice to see flag out there, because this system is so anti-national sovereignty. Watson doesn't lie. Can you speak to that, that things are so politically correct that it might upset one of the foreigners on welfare if they see the national flag or, God forbid, the English flag?
Well, certainly you see national flags much less often than you used to. And the EU actually has a scheme where if it pays some of our money back to us by way of an EU subsidy, say for a windmill or whatever, you have to fly fly the EU flag and no other flag on or near that project. And if you fly your own flag instead, they can fine you. They can impose financial penalties on Britain for flying its own flag and not flying the EU flag. It is mad. And of course, Alex, you're quite right. They don't like national sovereignty. For why? Because national sovereignty is the guarantee of freedom. That's how we stay free, because we have nations whose governments we elect, or at least that's how it used to work. It still does in America up to a point. It doesn't work at all here in the UK. We have elections. We have more elections than we ever had before. But we're electing people who are powerless. We elect people to the European Parliament. The next one of those comes up in 3 years' time. And the European Parliament cannot even bring forward a bill. It can't propose legislation. We have elections for the Scottish Parliament. And 83% of the bills that it brings forward, it only brings forward because the unelected commissars of the European Union, meeting in secret behind closed doors, have issued a directive which the Scotland's Parliament, just like the Westminster Parliament, is obliged to pass whether it likes it or not. And so we've got this fiction of democracy, all the trappings, all the appearances, parliaments everywhere. But none of these parliaments now has any real power. The power has passed, not forever, I hope, we're trying to get it back, from elected hands here to unelected hands somewhere else.
And the same system, and the same system is being set up all over the world. We have continuity of agenda by the bureaucratic government ruling class that's gotten power through fraud and stealth, just like the SPP documents talk about North American integration by stealth, the Judicial Watch student got 4 years ago. But expanding on the good news, the EU trading scheme collapsing, the U.S. Carbon credit stocks collapsing, looks like Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and all the rest of these weasels are in deep trouble.
I think they are. I think because what has happened is that people have now come to realize what nonsense all this is. I went to some hustings in St. Andrews, which is a wonderful old cathedral city on the coast of Fife, just a couple of days ago, in a 14th century church, and there were all the candidates, including UKIP this time, on the platform. And I asked all the other candidates, I said, right, how many of you think that it's worth spending tens of billions to forestall 1/50,000th of a Celsius degree of temperature of global warming with all these windmills? I said, is there any point in doing that at all? And we're wrecking our countryside, wrecking our tourist industry, flinging our people into poverty, and soon the lights will be going out all over Scotland because these wretched things don't produce any electricity when the wind doesn't blow. And one after another, they all admitted that they'd gone off the idea of all this global warming stuff. And this was very interesting. It was the first time I've seen candidates from all major parties saying, yeah, actually the game's up. It's all over, by the shouting. We're fed up with this nonsense and we are going to stop it. The Scottish National Party, which is most likely to end up as the governing party here in Scotland after the elections, its candidate came closest to saying he wanted it to carry on, because their policy is to at least double the number of windmills all over the place. But even he ended up saying he hoped it wouldn't happen because he could see it was simply no use. And I think what is happening is the debate on the climate now is shifting from the science, where everybody can see that global warming simply isn't happening at the rate they predicted. Yes, you know, there's been a little bit of warming over the last 100 years, but it really isn't enough to write home about. It's certainly nothing like enough to match the sort of absurd forecasts we're getting.
And the warming has stopped in the last, and actually gone down a bit in the last 15 years. But this is huge news that more and more of the hoax is collapsing. Even in public, people are peer pressured into saying, oh, yes, the green agenda. I want to hand all my money over to communists and to, crony capitalists on the inside, like Ken Lay, who thought up the trading scheme with Al Gore in 95 on record. That more and more, they're not telling the line. They're not buying into the hoax, because with the population, it's dead. The corrupt system is losing all credibility and bleeding to death.
That's exactly it. Everybody's now pretty much got the point that this one has been oversold. They thought they could use it as an engine to set up a world government. They've put the mechanism of that world government in place in the Cancun Agreement. But I think they're going to find it increasingly hard to get the member states to pay the money they've promised to pay to make this world government happen. I think that's how it's going to be brought to an end. Gradually, as it becomes more and more apparent that the rate of global warming is simply wholly insufficient to match the absurd forecasts we were getting. And it also becomes apparent that even if it were warming at that rate, our capacity to do anything to stop it warming is just so small you might as well not bother. And the cost of trying to do it is so excessive that you do real harm. That's happening. I think what's also happening, which is very interesting here in Scotland, which is one of the most communistic countries in the world, it's all the major parties up here, the Conservatives, the Labour, the Liberals and the Scotnats, they're all one variety of communist or another, really. They all believe in central planning, central control and so on. But even among the working people now, there's a growing realization that this climate boondoggle means, above all else, financially, an enormous transfer of wealth, not from the rich to the poor, but the other way around. It's from the working classes to the rich landowners who are putting up these windmills and collecting massive subsidies for it. And the working classes having to pay for this through a near doubling over the last 5 years in their electricity bills. And the curious thing is that here is UKIP, which is often seen as a party of the right, and of course we are in fact a party of the radical centre, which is now the only party speaking up for the working
class. Absolutely. Stay there. Stay there, sir. Let's come back and talk about that. You've got the bought off left and right. It is the radical center.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. A beautiful bouquet of 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses with a free glass vase, plus a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. These 2 dozen assorted Mother's Day roses are bursting with color. They're the perfect way to show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them. 2 dozen assorted roses, guaranteed to stay beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates, all for just $29.99. But hurry, this special offer ends Friday. Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's your last chance to take care of Mom. The only way to get your last chance Mother's Day offer is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202 or visit readyreservefoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
I hear the train. Final segment with Lord Christopher Monckton, UK Independence Party, UKIP.org. And this fight they're having over in England is the same one we're having here. We're trying to break this electronic media blockade. The EU is the heart of the global government dictatorship they're trying to set up. We've got Dr. Tarpley joining us to break down the geopolitical actions against Pakistan. I want to put up on screen the Drudge Report. All this news is also at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama, we don't need to spike the football. Top GOP lawmaker, too risky to release bin Laden death probe photos. Too bad they threw him in the ocean, huh? And the Easter Bunny, too. Conspiracy theorist will just claim photos doctored anyway. Quote from Obama. Senator Brown, I've seen the pictures. He's definitely dead. You know that's going to leak. Boehner, I don't need to see it. Yesterday, Panetta said the photo was coming. This is just amazing. That's all coming up. Lord Monckton, we have more and more healthy skepticism. They call it a conspiracy theory whenever you don't believe whatever Pachauri said when they said they had all these studies proving the Himalayas were melting. Turned out it was a photo student who had just claimed it. It turns out that everything they've said upon inspection is just manifest baloney. Are we talking about these guys ever getting in any trouble for what they've done, or do they just have a collection of kangaroo establishment bureaucratic courts that remove any blame from them?
I think you're certainly right about the removal of the blame, because we had three inquiries in the UK into the Climategate affair, where tens of thousands of emails between the small number of conspirators who are really driving this scare came to light and became public a couple of years ago. And these inquiries were the most extraordinary whitewash. We had one by a fellow called Lord Oxborough, who turned out to have, but didn't declare, a conflict of interest in that he is in charge of one of these green businesses and was making a lot of money out of it. And he then was supposed to do what was called a scientific assessment panel. And his very short report starts out with the immortal words, "This scientific assessment panel does not see itself as being a panel whose job is to assess the science." And they deliberately looked the other way at all these ludicrous mistakes and errors and deliberate wrongdoings among the scientists. So, yes, they're all covering up for each other like mad. And as the scare collapses, they're getting more and more desperate to cover it up. And, of course, we do now have at least one attorney general, that's in Virginia, who is actually thinking of conducting a criminal prosecution under the Fraud Against Taxpayers Act of the year 2000 in Virginia because of a bogus graph that made its way into the 2001 IPCC report. And that graph was so bogus that the Attorney General thought he would investigate. And so he said to the university, "I want all the documentation to do with the production of this graph turned over to us so that we can have it independently examined." And the university, which had willingly turned over material by another of its alumni who disagreed with global warming when the Greens challenged him, suddenly went all moral and said, "Well, we can't possibly be handing over data from this particular scientist. That would constitute a gross breach of academic freedom." And they're refusing to hand over the documents. So, yes, the prosecutors now are on the march, and eventually I think heads will begin to roll. Those who have improperly made millions or even billions out of this scam are going to regret that they ever had anything to do with it, because there's going to be, I'm sure this is going to happen in country after country, there are going to be major inquiries to find out why it was that the more or less the entire governing class worldwide decided to go along with this. And of course the reason why they did was they were getting rich by it. This is a
and they're seizing the entire energy and they're seizing the entire energy infrastructure. Well, I hope you have a good showing to continue to build the party in Scotland tomorrow. UKIP.org. Lord Christopher Monckton, thank you for joining us. Webster Griffin Tarpley and the latest on the bin Laden hoax coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.